Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Good afternoon. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Haven't got a chance to talk to him this week because he came back from SHOT Show with some souvenirs. But joining us now from the Truth About Guns is Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you? I was trying to come back from SHOT Show with souvenirs. You know, a patch or two, maybe a hat, or sometimes a bit of gear that or other kind of swag that people are handing out. You know, that's always fun.
Except you came back with one that's you didn't see, but you carried it with you anyway. And you know what? Here's the thing that interests me about SHOT Show. I'd love to know if there's any way. I mean, did you ever get the SHOT Show crud prior to coronavirus?
I never did. People who traveled with me did, but I was always lucky and never got sick after SHOT Show until this year. But I never did, but I know it was a thing because I know people who had it. And, you know, it's just a regular part of rubbing elbows with 60,000 people for a week. You're going to run into whatever cold, flu, virus, whatever is running around.
Right.
And sure enough, I did too. So I was one of the people who brought COVID back with me from Las Vegas, and I understand that a number of other people did as well.
Yeah, I have heard that. I have the range of friends like this. Have you ever seen the guys that like to go, where's the IV station at SHOT Show for the partiers, you know, that gets the B12 and the lactated ringers and all that other stuff to where they can rehydrate and everything and function again?
I don't know. I tend to rehydrate with water. I don't like needles. So, but I'm sure that if you look, you can.
You know what I'm talking about, though. You've seen the pictures, right? I've seen the partiers out there. They're like hungover.
Yeah.
And I got the drip.
Hardcore, yeah. Go straight to the van.
Got the drip. Anyway, let's kick off, if we shall. 2021, despite the 10% drop, 30% of all gun buyers in 2021 were new.
Yeah, just more good news. I mean, obviously the 2021 wasn't quite as big a year as 2020. I don't think anybody expected it to be, but it was still a historic year, second biggest gun sales year on record. And the NSSF is out with their survey of gun retailers, and they estimate that 5.4 million new gun owners came out of 2021 with their first firearm, sometimes more than one.
Yeah, I would imagine some of the cool boys, they'd be like looking at what all the tactical fun boys run, so they probably want to buy an AR-15 and some sidearm.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people had that idea. Or maybe a sidearm to carry or a shotgun for help defense. You never, depends on what their philosophy is.
Right.
I think the infographic that the NSSF included along with their press release on detailing all this information estimated, I think it was 1.6 new firearms per person was the average purchased. Among first time gun buyers bought on average 1.6 firearms per person. So a little more than half of them bought at least two guns.
I can never keep up with my purchases from year to year because every quarter I have an unfortunate kayaking accident.
Yeah, it's terrible that that kind of thing happens. the ACF was there as well. I didn't get a chance to stop by their booth. I had intended to, but I was so busy with scheduled meetings. I wanted to find out what they were selling, what they were representing as they were there.
Who was this?
The ATF.
Oh, they were there. Oh,
they were there. Yeah.
Okay, that would have been would be interesting to see you getting in there, getting to ask them questions.
Yeah, I, unfortunately, as I said, I didn't get a chance, but I know that acting ATF head Marvin Richardson did sit down with someone from the NSSF, and that was videoed, and we'll have a post on that up here probably in the morning.
I would have loved to. I would love to interview anybody from the ATF because I want to go, listen, about this whole pistol configuration now, short-barreled rifle thing. Do you guys understand the whole concept of the uphill, of the upstream swim? Because I'm dying to hear what the strategy is going to be to say, well, all these years we've allowed these to exist as pistol configurations, and this being a stabilizing brace, that's no longer the case.
Yeah, exactly.
I would love to hear the strategy behind that one. An interesting little thing in this little tidbit from the NSSF, which one of the things I've wondered about is I've never seen training really take off like I thought it should, especially with all the new gun owners out there. But apparently this crowd, half of them want, or nearly half of them want to look into signing up for training.
Correct. Yeah, that's another thing. Yeah, I recommend your readers check out our post. Because the bottom of it is an interesting infographic, and it says, I think 46.8% of the new gun owners also inquired about getting training while they were there. So that's very,
right.
That's certainly a very positive sign.
Training. I mean, once you start training, I mean, I enjoy training. I don't like going to it initially, but then once I start to enjoy myself when I'm there. So
yeah, I've never had a bad time. I know a lot of people get intimidated. They're worried they're going to embarrass themselves. They're worried that they're not going to do as well as the people around them. And, you know, I understand that. But look, gun owners and gun people are almost unfailing. Incredibly, number one, welcoming. Number two, helpful. Number three, they just want to help new people come into the sport, and they'll do all kinds of things to help you do that. And that includes any trainer who's worth his salt. In addition to building your skills, he's going to build your confidence, and he's going to help you get more comfortable with your gear and how to use it effectively and safely. I can't recommend training enough. Not only is it just a good idea generally, but it's a lot of fun. Like I said, I've been to a lot of courses, and they're always a good time. And you meet good people, too.
Right. So, I see that the Hispanic Americans and Asian Americans and Black Americans, they were all well represented in the new gun buyers. Did you see that at SHOT Show? Are Hispanic Americans buying more businesses? Black Asian Americans more gun businesses? Are we starting to see that come out of that? I don't even pay attention.
To be honest, I don't either. But if you stop and actually look around at the attendees who are there, which I usually don't have time to do. You see people from all walks of life, every color. You hear foreign languages being spoken around you all the time. Even now, we did have people coming over from outside the U.S. to the SHOT Show, both attendees and exhibitors. It was funny because the exhibitors tended to keep their masks on religiously. I'm talking to one of them.
Hang on for me. I was too busy listening to you. We got to go. We're headed into the break. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And let's talk about this Ninth Circuit judge, because the Ninth Circus is a sort of a... They're no fun. I have no fun with them. I mean, besides calling them the Ninth Circus, which isn't particularly clever or cool or anything. Everybody else does it. Tell me what you found out about this, because this is, the article is Life in the Ninth Circuit. A judge renders his full opinion in a 2A case. And Well, what did we come up with?
Well, this is a quote from an article about a judge, Lawrence Van Dyke, was part of a three-judge panel who heard a case that was brought before the Ninth, stemming from when the during the beginning of the pandemic, certain cities in California shut down gun stores, and lawsuits were filed by Firearms Policy, Second Amendment Foundation, and others, saying that was it was unconstitutional, and the three-judge panel unanimously agreed that they could not limit Second Amendment rights during a pandemic. So Judge Van Dyke wrote his opinion accordingly, and then he basically stuck a thumb in the eye of the Ninth Circuit as a whole, because he knew what was then going to happen once the three-judge panel's opinion was handed down. And there would be there would most likely be an appeal for an en banc ruling.
Right.
Meaning a hearing by the Ninth Circuit as a whole, which really isn't all the judges. I think it's 11 judges at that point. But looking back at similar ruling in other cases that where a lower court had ruled one way, but the Ninth Circuit as a whole then ruled on appeal, they would always find a way to uphold the gun control law. And he referred to earlier rulings in both the California waiting period lawsuit and the so-called high capacity magazine limitation lawsuit. So he then wrote a second standby opinion, which could be used in the by the en banc court to rule the way he knew they were going to rule. That was really a satirical opinion, basically poking them in the eye for finding any way they could to rule and support gun control, which the Ninth Circuit has a history of doing. Now, fortunately, the Ninth Circuit, the makeup of the Ninth Circuit has changed greatly over the 4 years of the Trump administration. I think he appointed something like at or close to half of the judges now on the Ninth Circuit. So the rulings are better. That's why you get a unanimous three-judge opinion out of panels ruling the way this panel did. But the chances of prevailing in an unbank ruling are still not good.
So with an unbank ruling, right, where they have 11 judges. Now, you may mention that unbank means they have 11?
And bank is supposed to be the hopeful court, but as a practical matter, that's not the case. I think that's usually 11 of the something like 15 judges.
Right.
I could be wrong in those, but that's approximately right.
So with them having, my understanding is half of the Ninth Circuit now is considered, quote, conservative.
I think that's about right, yeah.
When they do an in-bank review, and they do it with 11, does somebody pick those 11 so that they always end up that way, or is it some sort of random 52 pickup, or what?
I don't know how those judges are chosen. I don't know if that's at random. I don't know if whoever the senior judge in the Ninth chooses them. Again, I'm not an attorney and not familiar enough with procedure to know that kind of thing, unfortunately.
Right, right. Yeah, you would think if it was a random thing, sooner or later they're going to have one thing that pops up that turns into, oh, no, that's absolutely not allowed, and we fine for the Second Amendment.
Oh, that could very well be. But after Trump and McConnell were so successful in pushing through an awful lot of federal judges over the last 4 years, now, of course, things are going the other way. I assume that Biden and Schumer are trying to tilt things back in the other direction.
Well, I don't know how they're going to do that. They got Breyer to retire, and there's been I think that's just great to have somebody that's, you know, kept the faith and just say, "Up, oh, you're too old, and we don't want you in here anymore. You're a liability, so quit. We don't want another Ruth Ginsburg here."
Well, that's clearly what this is. But the even more interesting is with the timing of the announcement, because it seemed to take Justice Breyer by surprise. By all accounts, so that the judges generally announce those things near the end of the term, and we aren't there yet. And speculation is that it came out when it did because the news for the administration has been so bad over the last 2 to 3 weeks that even the mainstream media has been noticing. So someone in the White House let slip the Breyer nomination to change the subject.
Well, the joke's on them. Because apparently the only requirement to replace him is that you be black and female.
So, yeah, exactly.
Starting tomorrow, I'm going to become transracial and transgender and then throw my hat in that ring.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm going to do just like the Democrats do and tell the Democrats, oh, yes, I'm completely radical altogether. I can't wait to get in there and do some leftist stuff. Who can we lock up? And then as soon as I get in there, of course, lifetime appointment. Be winking at all the Republicans. Wink, wink. But I'm going to play by their rules. They don't allow transracial, I guess, like Rachel Dolezal. She found that out. But I'm going to go into that. I think I'm as qualified as Sotomayor and Kagan to be on there.
Well, President Biden set the standard for how to handle a black Supreme Court nominee in the way he treated Justice Thomas.
Absolutely, he did.
All these many years ago. So
paved the way.
I'm sure the standard has been set.
Never forget. Hang on for me, if you will. All of this is being pulled from the pages of thetruthaboutguns.com. The most prolific update you can find in the gun culture out there today. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Weekly jobless claims continue to fall. The Labor Department saying 238,000 first-time claims were filed last week. That's a drop of 23,000 from the previous week's revised total. Regarding what these numbers mean, Mark Hamrick is a senior analyst with Bankrate.com. He tells USA Radio News.
And this indicates that fresh job loss is not the key issue for the economy.
President Biden is cheering a successful U.S. counterterrorism operation that killed the leader of ISIS.
ISIS has directed terrorist operations targeting Americans, our allies and our partners, and countless civilians in the Middle East, Africa, and in South Asia.
He was killed overnight by U.S. special forces in Syria. You're listening to USA Radio News. A Tennessee Democrat is shown the door from the state Senate over a fraud conviction.
A Tennessee Democrat was expelled from the state Senate on Wednesday over her conviction on fraud charges. State Senator Katrina Robinson of Memphis was convicted of wire fraud last fall after being accused of stealing $600,000 from a health care school she ran to pay for her wedding and other personal expenses.
This whole process has been a very painful process, and to stand before you and go through essentially a procedural lynching in this body.
The Senate voted 27-5 to accept the Ethics Committee report to expel Robinson. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Super Bowl ad spots are sold out. NBC Universal saying every in-game slot across all platforms has been sold ahead of the February 13th game. To run an ad this year in the Super Bowl, it cost $6 million for a 30-second spot. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion, well, excuse me, I don't have that. Not in this portion, anyway. And, but I am joined by Editor-in-Chief of The Truth About Guns, Dan Zimmerman. Florida. I'm in South Carolina, and Florida, until recently, Florida and South Carolina had one thing in common. We were the only two shall-issue states that had no provision for open carry.
Well, you beat them on that one, didn't you?
In South Carolina, if you have a permit to conceal carry, you can open carry.
That's the law here in Texas as well.
Is it really?
It is.
So, constitutional carry is concealed?
Constitutional carry is concealed here.
Okay. Does that make any sense to you?
I can see why some people don't like that and think it should be either open or concealed. I personally don't have a problem with it because I prefer concealed over open anyway, but I see the apparent contradiction.
Right.
But I can certainly live with where we are right now and be very happy with that. The state has also greatly reduced all the fees involved with getting concealed carry permits and all that. So they make it, for those who do want to get a permit, they make it much less expensive and less burdensome. But I know in their states, Florida among them, where it is not inexpensive to get a carry permit,
right?
Both in time and in money out of your pocket.
In Florida?
Yeah.
How much does it cost to get a permit in Florida?
Lewis detailed it in this post. I want to say it was about $120 total.
Yeah.
Plus the class that you have to take, I think it was a 4-hour class, if I'm remembering incorrectly, I apologize. Oh, here it is. Costs on average $119 in government fees to get a carry permit. That doesn't include the training class fees, the state mandate. The usual costs range between $50 to $100 to take three to four hours of course.
Right.
So that, you know, we're talking about $170 close to $200. That's not cheap.
No.
And that hits people at the lower end of the income spectrum much harder than it does anybody else.
When they passed this law in South Carolina, they did away with the state fee to get the permit. So now all you got to do is pay for the class and get your fingerprints done and some other stuff. So, but they're also, but in Florida, they're actually attacking the constitutional carry item, which here in South Carolina, they don't have any plans to take up unless, I guess, they get forced to, because we copy everybody in South Carolina.
No, that's really happening in Florida right now. They're getting embarrassed. And they're getting forced into it. This is why momentum has apparently increased, and pressure is being brought to bear on the legislature there. To be honest, a lot of that happened here in Texas, too. Certain high officials in the state were not enthusiastic about passing constitutional carry. Finally, the governor said that he would sign the bill if it got to his desk. That increased the pressure. But the lieutenant governor, who is very powerful in the state, was known to be not a fan of constitutional carry. But the pressure built to the level where he could no longer.
But for what reason? Why is he against it?
I don't know. I don't know if it is. If it's a personal dislike for constitutional carry, I don't know if there are constituencies who are pressuring him not to do it. For instance, in Florida, it's said that Disney and the travel and entertainment industry obviously hold great sway over what goes on there, and
sure,
a lot of people think that they are no fans of that, and they are worried that permitless carry in Florida might discourage some people from visiting Sunshine State. I totally disagree with that. I doubt that will happen at all.
Yeah, but I mean, that would be if Florida was the first state doing it.
Right, exactly. We're talking now they would be the 22nd state if they do it next.
Right.
So there's no shortage of predecessors. No shortage of other states that have gone down this road, that have not seen the blood running in the streets and the shootouts in the parking lots and all that. So it's easy to counter that with logic. Unfortunately, logic has pulled no sway over the moms in the red shirts. We're going to march outside the legislature and knock on the doors and say, you know, and say, don't do this, because it's going to, all our children are going to die, and no one is ever going to visit Disney World again.
It's amazing. It's amazing the misinformation that they will throw out there that everybody will believe, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, but we're up against that in literally every state.
Yeah.
They recruit chiefs of police.
Well,
they recruit concealed carry trainers, and they march them before the cameras, and they all testify how it would be a huge mistake and radically dangerous to enact the law like that.
My former state senator, when I lived in another county, he was in charge of the Judiciary Committee. And that was where that bill had to pass, open carry or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me over the phone, and he was a Republican, he told me over the phone that constitutional carry would mean that criminals could carry guns. And if we had open carry in the state, that the police would not be able to tell the criminals from the good guys. And I asked him, I said, so is South Carolina law enforcement so stupid that they can't do what 19 or 20 other states are already doing?
Exactly.
And
if South Carolina law enforcement is so stupid that they think that criminals aren't carrying guns already?
Yep. So.
Exactly.
And I mean, he's a Republican, and this kind of thing just reminds me of what I always say: any politician is only as good as his staff.
Right.
And
most of these people have no experience whatsoever in any area about which they are legislating. They literally know nothing, unless they're a doctor and they're legislating about medical billing or something like that, or they happen to have a background in a specific area.
Right.
The average legislator, if he's ever fired a gun, it's when he was a kid and grandpa took him out hunting rabbits one time or something like that. They don't know anything about guns. They don't know anything about gun rights. All they know is that traditionally the GOP is for them and the Dems are against them. And that's about the extent of their knowledge on guns and the Second Amendment.
Well, coming up on the next break now, Truth About Guns. I have long followed the Truth About Guns. There was a time when I could have been just called the Truth About Guns Radio. I've used a lot of their articles over time as show prep simply because of all the things that they cover. And if you're looking to be in the know as to what's going on, if you want to be an activist, one of your stops along the way to make sure of what's happening in the gun culture is thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. I have been talking with Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com, who could not make it Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday. And I'll be honest with you. I'm very pleased you came on with me, but I think you may have jumped it by about 2 days.
You like something sick?
Well, you just sound like you're a little wore out.
To be honest, I've not been able to get through an afternoon without collapsing for about an hour and a half, at least for a nap. This really does drag it. I feel much better, but it really does make you tired. So.
Yeah, we didn't even, normally we just do it by text, and I'm like, hey, you good for today on Monday? And, he came to me and said, I can't make it. And I could just, I could hear it in the text. So yeah. I'm glad you are feeling better, but
I don't know what variant I got, but whatever it is, it does tire you out.
So there was a raid in Las Vegas where a 19-year-old, who they say was, in the headline it says uninvolved.
Right.
Does that mean that 19-year-old did not exist there, as far as they were concerned, in a need to come in and have their little kinetic operation?
Well, it means that the Las Vegas police SWAT team was executing an early morning warrant service for an individual, and they went to his address, which is an apartment building. And they announced themselves a couple of times and started using the battering ram on the door and threw a flashbang into a window they built. And when they did that, just inside the door in the living room, there was a man sleeping on the couch there. And that man was not the person they were after. And when they came through the door, that man opened fire on them. Wounding, I think, at least two officers. I think he hit another one, but that didn't wound him. I think he hit him in equipment. And they returned fire and killed the man, a 19-year-old. And the LVPD has since released video, body cam video, of that whole incident from a number of angles, and it's worth watching. If your listeners are of the mind to do that, it's not easy to watch.
Right.
It gets kind of graphic. There's some pictures there, some blood spattered equipment, on the officers. This wasn't technically a no-knock raid. They did announce themselves for a few seconds before they opened the door, but it was early. this guy was apparently sleeping there on the couch. I mean, you could see him lying there as the cops come through the door. And you know, the announcements, you know, may have been enough to wake him up. But then probably the first thing that really he realized when something was going on is when a flashbang exploded in the room with him. And he probably had no idea what was going on. And all of a sudden, the door burst open, and in came the cops. And as I said, he opened fire, and they returned. Looks like the cops involved are going to be okay. Although one was fairly seriously wounded, but he is dead.
Yeah, that one cop just dancing all around him as he's lighting him up, isn't he?
Right.
Now, I'm not listening to the audio of this. Do we know who they were after, and was the person they were after actually in this building?
We do know who they were after. I don't have the name handy. But that person was not in the building. He was not in that apartment at that time at all, is my understanding. I don't know. If he hadn't come home that night, if he's working, I don't know what the situation was, but he was right. Not there. This person was there. I don't know what his relationship was to the actual target of the warrant. These things happen, and they are terrible, and they, a lot of people think that cops are too militarized and that there's no reason to execute a warrant in a manner like this.
Well, that's the other thing. I'd love to know what the warrant was for, because there absolutely is a reason to execute a warrant like that. But a lot of times, they sort of go beyond those reasons, don't they?
Correct, yeah. I mean, if this is somebody who wanted for murder, the armed is dangerous, is on the run and all that, there can be reasons. Unfortunately, again, I don't have that information as to what this person was wanted for. I want to say it was a drug charge, but I'm not positive of that. I just know that in a lot of similar situations in the past, people who were not holed up, were not known to be armed and dangerous, that type of thing, have been the target of these kinds of dynamic entry tactics, and bad things have happened. This was an apartment building. You could have had bullets go through walls into other apartments, hitting other people. These things have happened in the past.
Now, see, I have no problem with the cops doing their job. I do think they have to do a lot of due diligence if they're going to do this kind of operation. I do think they need to really find a way to make sure that person's in the building before they go in there.
Couldn't agree more. Unfortunately, we've also seen a lot of times when they've gotten the wrong address.
Right.
When they barged into building either standalone homes or apartments that have absolutely nothing to do with the warrant they're going after, and they got bad information, and they went to the wrong house, and all of a sudden you've got innocent people with armed police barging in, sometimes opening fire, sometimes the people who aren't in any way involved in illegal activity, all they know is somebody's breaking into their door, and they open fire.
Right, right.
You know, defending themselves against what they think is a home invasion. And they end up getting shot, or they end up killing a cop, because these are terrible situations. You're right. I don't have any problem. Sometimes cops do need to do their job and do it in this way, but they need to exercise all kinds of due diligence before they do it.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. I just in these instances where they kill the wrong guy, right, where they kill somebody who just thinks he's defending his house,
mm-hmm.
I think they do I think they should have unqualified immunity, except they do need to qualify it that as long as they're doing things by the book and doing things correctly and everything else, if they make a mistake, I'll bet you if they were put in a position where if they make a mistake and they can be found liable for going in on the wrong house and doing the wrong thing, I bet you they would be more careful.
I couldn't agree more. They're risking their freedom or their family's finances if they are cavalier or reckless in the way that they do these things. They'll be a whole hell of a lot more careful about it.
Yeah. Well, listen, here's what I think you should do. I think you should go make yourself some nice hot soup. Maybe some nice hot coffee to go with some nice hot soup. And, call it a day. The truth about guns will still be the truth about guns tomorrow. And, I appreciate you taking the time to come join me today.
Always happy to help and glad to talk to you.
And for those of you that have never been to The Truth About Guns, well, you should probably go to thetruthaboutguns.com. Breaking news. When they do breaking news, it really is breaking news. You're not going to find it anywhere that fast. And I know there's a lot of reasons why you won't, but primarily because Dan is always sitting there at the gateway to upload the story. And that's the big difference. A lot of other sites have a process you got to go through, not Dan. So coming up next, we're going to talk about stalking with a victim of stalking, Nikki Gozer. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.